Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. My name is Preston Highfield. I'm your host. Joining us this week are the members of the band called We Three. They will be performing at the Summer Soccer Invitational at Providence Park. That'll be an event put on by our friends over at Special Olympics Oregon. You guys have heard many of these interviews before. We've had SOOR on before. Their concert for that event will be at 7:30 p.m. Friday, June 7th. Right here in Portland over at Providence Park after the festivities there. It's presented by Daimler, and we have the members of the band on the phone with us, Joshua, Bethany, and Manny. Welcome, you guys, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
We are stoked to have you. I was doing my own kind of preliminary research, saw you on America's Got Talent on a YouTube video that had over 2 million views. So I was instantly enticed the second I saw that. You guys have a great social following as well for anyone who wants to follow them on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that. We Three is the name of the band, and they'll be here in Portland. And you guys have been on tour for a while as well, but I kind of want to start with the local connection and Special Olympics Oregon and what you guys will be doing that event, and how did you guys get connected with them in the first place to help kind of collab with what you guys will be doing on Friday, June 7th?
Yeah, so this is Bethany here, and we actually played for the event a couple years ago, a different part of the event, even in a different area, and the people were just incredible, and we knew we wanted to come back, and after we performed, they kind of said, hey, would you guys ever be interested in coming back and possibly headlining the main event? And we were like, 100%. Last summer we were pretty busy on AGT, but this summer they reached out to us, and it just worked with the schedule. We just got off tour. We're back home for a bit, and so we were super excited and honored to be able to be a part of this event again, especially at the Soccer Invitational. We're super excited about it.
Fantastic. And what kind of made you excited about it? I mean, I know I've talked to a lot of the Special Olympics people and the fantastic work that they do, but talk to us a bit about kind of what it means to you to support, you know, our local community here in the Portland market and the Southwest Washington market as well, and why you guys were excited to go back and play a concert for on behalf of Special Olympics Oregon at this event.
Yeah, so I mean, the organization is incredible, and we've heard, you know, stories about this past year has been a really trying year for just kind of the whole system. And in hearing everything that's kind of happened in the positive side, where people, just so many sponsors have come around and supported everybody, and just hearing stories from the athletes too has been really incredible about how much this means to them. So for us to be able to be a part of something and kind of raise awareness of these events and these amazing things that people are putting on for these incredible athletes, for us, it means a lot. But when we heard, you know, just how special this event is going to be for everybody, it just made us so much more excited to just be a part of it. So we're really looking forward to it. And we know that it's a really, really important event. We're really honored.
Sweet. Well, and again, thanks for being here. This is the band We Three joining us this week on Metroscope. They will be collaborating, if you will, with Special Olympics Oregon. Friday, June 7th is the event. They'll have a concert 7:30 p.m. This is part of the Summer Soccer Invitational over at Providence Park. Let's learn a little bit about the band. Talk to us about who plays what instrument and how you guys formed. I know you have a bit of a unique backstory that I read about. Yeah, talk to us about kind of how the band formed and, you know, who plays what?
Yeah, well, this is Joshua, by the way. We've been playing together ever since we can remember. We're siblings, and kind of started just in our home. I mean, we were immersed with music from practicing to performing to creating, and grew up listening to our dad and his band play. And when we were proficient enough at a particular song or instrument, we were able to jump in and play with them. And so performing is just kind of like in our blood. We love it. And about 10 years ago, we started taking this music career a little bit more seriously and wanted to kind of just jump all in and give it a shot. And so that's kind of where it's brought us now. And as far as the instruments that we play, it's evolved a lot, but the main thing that we got is I play drums and piano, and then Bethany plays bass and sings, and then Manuel plays guitar and sings, and also a little trumpet. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And one of your hit songs is called Lifeline, and I was watching a video on YouTube that I mentioned earlier, had over 2 million views. You guys were on America's Got Talent, and I think that's so relatable for the listener at home right now or in their car. You know, listening or meeting someone who's been on a show as popular as that, and of course we all want to know what Simon's like and what some of the other judges are like, but what was what was that whole experience like? I mean, that is like, you know, they frame it on TV as like, it's the American dream moment. You're bringing your band, you're waiting your turn behind thousands of people, you get your shot on stage, and you guys performed really well there and advanced. Talk to us just a bit about kind of what that whole week or experience was like, and also what is that guy Simon like in person?
Yeah, the whole experience is amazing. It's kind of a whirlwind, but really we lucked out because they reached out to us on Instagram and they found three siblings that looked like they liked each other, and then reached out and found some of our music and asked us to send an audition. We did that, and then it felt like a couple months later we were on a plane heading down to LA to audition for this thing. So it really, everything came together so quickly, and the crew and everything was amazing. It was all fantastic, but performing on that stage was so surreal. I mean, not necessarily performing in front of that many people, because we've done that many times, but it was performing in front of the four judges. And then also the fact that it was going to be broadcast over to millions and millions and millions of people. That was a new aspect for us. But we love the fact that it was able to propel us into this new range of people who hadn't heard our music and were basically able to start living our dream and do what we love. It's amazing. But so we owe all that to the show. We love it. It was an amazing experience. And Simon was absolutely fantastic to be around. He was so much fun. He definitely has some of the personality things that they do portray on TV, but a lot of it is a character too. When he's off, you know, honestly, he's a great guy. He's super nice. He was super supportive. He wanted the best for us, and he wanted to help in whatever way he could. And so it was interesting to see that personality kind of turn off as soon as the cameras were off and he would go back and talk to you. It was cool to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. But honestly, the whole experience was amazing because now we're doing what we love. We're touring. We're playing across America, our own music, and people are coming to shows and watching. It's amazing.
Wow, that's really cool. And it is interesting to see and to hear about famous, quote-unquote famous personalities like Simon, who just kind of turn it on and off. And I always thought that was kind of what it was like, because he comes across as so, well, at times, you know, arrogant or whatever, you know, his shtick.
Oh, yeah.
But so it's cool, and I appreciate you kind of giving us some insight into that. And that's really interesting that they reached out to you. So they clearly kind of appreciated your music and your story.
Yeah, we actually thought it was a joke at first when they first reached out. We didn't believe them. Bethany didn't tell us for a bit because we thought it was a scam. And then eventually someone called us and they started pushing it more. And they're like, no, we're actually from AGT and we actually want you to do this. And we're like, what? Really? And so we sent something in. And they're like, we love this. This is amazing. You need to come down and audition. And we didn't even know what that meant, really. We were so confused. And then we got there and moments later we were going on the stage. Yeah. It was like, oh, okay, there's Simon Cowell.
Were there nerves? You guys have clearly performed in front of big crowds before, but like you mentioned, maybe not necessarily in front of a cable television audience of millions. What were kind of the nerves like?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I mean, it was Bethany and I think I've never had my mouth dry out quite like that before, right before going on stage. But the cool thing about playing, too, and I think it's for anybody who is doing what they love, and you just fall into the groove. I feel like you get on stage and you play the first note, and it's just, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I assume it's the same sort of feeling that a pilot has when they get in the cockpit and take off. It's just, it feels right, and you just go. And so I felt like we were super nervous before, but then you get on stage and you play, and you don't think about the millions of people watching.
There you go.
Yeah.
Living out the dream. I think that's something that a lot of people would, you know, can relate to or would want to relate to. And I'm really glad you guys are doing that. And it's, I've seen, the Lifeline, the music video, the choreography is fantastic. And yeah, you guys just have it going on, man. So talk to us a bit about kind of what.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys did a tour, 35 dates over 68 days. Was this last year? Has it wrapped up? Because I know you guys are going to be traveling a bit more this summer as well. Where are you guys kind of at in terms of touring?
Yeah, so that ended almost a month ago. We've been home for about a month. We've been in the studio and just working on lots of fun projects. We head out in about a week and a half, just for a bunch of press and radio on the East Coast. So we'll be over there. We do have a show on June 15th in Liverpool, New York for a radio festival thing, which will be fun. We're going to get to meet some really cool artists. So yeah, the summer's picking up and it's going to get kind of crazy. Right now we're
enjoying the downtime.
Yeah, we're enjoying the semi downtime in the studio and it's not really downtime, but it's definitely downtime compared to what tour was like. But we honestly, we love tour so much. We can't wait to go back out again. And yeah, it was an awesome experience.
You know, when I think of bands touring, I watched that movie Bohemian Rhapsody on Queen, which is obviously that's kind of the pinnacle. That's like that's the ultimate. But what is it like what is it like touring in general? And then what is it like touring with siblings, as you guys are a sibling band? Is there ever any fighting, or do you guys get along beautifully? How does that work?
Well, it's beautiful. It's always perfect. So I think, like, this is a job, and so a job that we are so grateful for and we freaking love. But, I mean, it is a job, and so we do kind of have to see each other as coworkers. When we're on tour and in certain settings, we want to, respect each other and everybody work their butts off. And, as siblings, we just know each other really well. Lots of people would say it's a detriment, but in a lot of ways, if you're touring with people that you don't know as well, there might be more things that you don't know about them. And in terms of traveling, it makes it complicated, but we know each other pretty well. So we know how to give each other space and let each other do what they got to do. So it actually kind of works out. It works out well. And tour in and of itself, I mean, it's definitely a crazy, fast paced, not a lot of sleep experience, but we get to meet all these incredible people coming out. I mean, night after night, we're like, this is what we want to do. Like, this is so cool, and we're doing it. Seeing all these people sing every lyric to the entire record is just incredible. So
I think that was probably the craziest part is the first show we went out and did. This was our first tour, but we also our first time headlining anything. And so we went out and did that first show, and everybody in the crowd was just screaming every lyric to each song, and it just kind of blew our mind. And then it was that way every single night for 2 months. It was nuts.
Wow.
So
that's like, yeah, I mean, I can certainly not relate to that feeling, but I can imagine how great of a feeling it would be. It's like when the bands are on the, you're on the come up, and then you realize that has to be like the, wow, I'm living this dream moment, right? When people start to sing your lyrics in the crowd.
Totally. It's amazing. And then it gets right down to a really real level. From that big high right down to the real level when we're getting to in the meet and greets, getting to hear these stories of how the music has deeply affected and encouraged people. That was also one of the highlights, getting to hear these stories and getting to meet all of the amazing people who came and watched and participated in the shows.
The band is We Three. They will be playing with alongside of Special Olympics Oregon Friday, June 7th here in Portland at Providence Park. It's the Summer Soccer Invitational that Special Olympics Oregon is putting on, presented by Daimler. For folks who want to check it out, their concert will be at 7:30. This is Joshua, Bethany, and Manny joining us. And the album that you guys have out, so it's the Lifeline Tour, and the album is also called We Three, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So, okay, and so how many songs do you guys have on there, and when was the album officially dropped?
Yeah, it's a 12-track album, and it officially dropped in December.
All right, and so you've been going on tour, and you just got done about a month ago. What was your favorite city when you guys were out there?
Oh, man. That's a tough question. I feel like I always... Salt Lake was actually really fun. As far as the show, like I'm talking about favorite show, but I really liked Nashville as well, as far as like an actual city walking around, because we actually got to walk around a little bit there and see Nashville. That was really cool. Yeah, probably those two.
Bethany?
Yeah, I think I loved the show at in Minneapolis. The crowd was just incredible, and because every night you just don't know. Every area is different, and every crowd is different, and so sometimes they just surprise you with this extra amount of insane energy. And then I love New York, but I also really liked Chicago. Chicago was a really cool city, and yeah. I had never been before, so I loved it.
There you go. I do love Chicago as well. I've only been there once for about a week, but it was fantastic. I'm curious what would you say the message of your album is, or where's the inspiration come from? I think a lot of people would like to know that. Where the message came from throughout this album.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think there's one message, and I think that's the cool thing about music, is there's no rules, and I think that's important. And so it really is just writing down and putting down into a song the most honest, real things that we can think of. And it's basically just, it's anything from life experiences to putting yourself into other people's shoes and putting that down. It's anything from having a bad day and putting that down, or having a fantastic day and putting that down. It's being really honest. I don't know if there's an underlying message. I wish there was, but I know I'm not that smart to be able to have this deep underlying message all the way through a record. And so I think the best that we can do, and what we want to do, continue to do, is just be really honest and write these lyrics that hopefully everybody can listen to and relate to, and then, and say, I've been through that, and I've walked through that, and hopefully a song can help you through it in whatever way. I think that's the underlying message, if there's one.
I love it. Where did you guys shoot your Lifeline music video at?
We shot it in our hometown in an alleyway at midnight and it was 32 degrees, and it was pouring down rain.
It looked cold, but the water effects were fantastic.
So, yeah. Yeah, so literally everything there, it was actually raining. It was actually 32 degrees, and we were out there for about 4 hours. We would run out, do three takes of the song, run into this little room that was heated, and stick our fingers in hot water, and then wait 15 minutes until we warmed up enough, then ran back out and did it again. And so literally it was all the anger and desperation and stuff you see on our face, it's all true. 100% yeah, we were dying.
Yeah, you guys didn't have to act at all. And see, that's the part that people don't know. Yeah. It wasn't as glorious in the moment as it looks, because the video is fantastic.
But I think we wanted that. We really did, because our manager, we were talking about it, and we're like, we can bring in like some warm water to do that. And we honestly were thinking about it, and we're like, I think, honestly, doing this and where we're actually uncomfortable and we're actually really cold, it's gonna look way more authentic. And so I'm really glad we did that. We almost got hypothermia.
I can imagine. I mean, you probably needed to thaw out and take a hot shower for like 30 minutes after that, right? It was 4 a.m.
Yeah.
When you were done.
It was right around there, maybe a little bit, probably one or two by the time we were done.
Wow. Well, cool. Well, talk to us. We have got a couple minutes left. Again, this is the band We Three. They will be performing in concert style Friday, June 7th, Providence Park, presented by Daimler. It's the Summer Soccer Invitational, part of Special Olympics Oregon. For folks who have listened to these shows and podcasts in the past, you know how much we enjoy working with those folks over there at Special Olympics, and we thank you guys for working along with them as well. What's kind of next for you guys? Give us a taste of future touring you'll be doing. I was reading on a couple different press releases that it looks like you guys are going to make it over to Europe as well in the future, which seems absolutely incredible. Talk to us a bit about kind of what the future holds for you guys here.
Yeah, we have an incredible fan base in the UK, and we don't have any official announcements, but we're definitely teasing a lot of things. So no official announcements, but it's going to happen. And this summer, honestly, there's going to be a lot of surprises coming this summer.
We don't like to stop.
Yeah, we don't know how to stop.
That's how you do it, right? You guys have made it, but at the same time, you're still like, I imagine that's how it works. Like, you're always still on the come up in this industry, right?
Well, yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, I think you never can be done. I think you're always trying to set a higher goal, and we're just trying to keep achieving that goal that we're setting. I hope a year from now we're in a totally different spot, and then a year, after, we're in a totally different spot. I hope that we keep pushing ourselves like that. I don't want to be done and be satisfied with where we're at.
And it's crazy because a year ago today was actually our premiere on America's Got Talent. Yeah. And I was just thinking this morning of how many things we've gotten to do in just 1 year being in this business at this level has been absolutely insane. And it's not that we're not, yeah, we don't want to settle because we can't wait for what's next, but we're just like, this is such a cool kind of line of work that we get to be in now. And yeah, so we've got a lot of things coming.
Congrats on your guys' success. That's awesome. And again, people can find them on Instagram. You guys are all over the place on social media. And then your music, you guys are on, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, all that. Is that correct?
Apple Music, all the platforms.
Awesome. And then last question here. Talk to us a bit about what people can expect to see or to hear when they come out to Providence Park on Friday, June 7th.
Oh, yeah. Get ready to dance. Get ready to have fun. Get ready to be involved. I think if you just have seen us from the show, honestly, I think a lot of people expect a very, very slow, sad show where we're just going to make you cry and all that stuff. And yeah, we'll try to make you cry. But it's also going to be a big dance party, and we are super high energy, and we're a pop group. And, you know, we really want that high energy and that intensity in a show. And we want the crowd to be just as, you know, they're just as part of it, as part of the show as we are. And so if you are coming, which we want all of you to come, get ready to dance, to clap, to sing, and ruin your voice for the next day.
Heck yeah. Go to work and not have a voice. That's always the goal.
There you go.
When you go to a concert. I've gone to a few different concerts on like a Tuesday night, and you're at work the next day and they're like, "What did you do last night?" And you're like, "I had the time of my life." Awesome. Well, thank you guys. We really appreciate it. It's really exciting that you're working with Special Olympics Oregon, and thanks for coming on.
You got it. Thank you for having us. This is great.
We were talking today with the three members of the band We Three, who will be performing at Providence Park on Friday, June 7th. Their concert begins at 7:30 p.m. and will cap off a fun event that Special Olympics Oregon is putting on. It's called the Summer Soccer Invitational over there at Providence Park. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to the station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.